What is the difference between saints and angels?
Oh, that's easy. Saints are the disembodied spirits that they didn't make God. They didn't ascend, but they are revered in the spiritual realm in a hierarchy. Say, that you're going to talk. Now, we don't want to just pick on the Catholics. We're not just saying that. But they're the ones that pump it up, you see. They're the same ones that tell you don't worship the graven images and then build the statues and put the plastic Jesus on your dashboard car. So it don't make no sense to us either. But regardless, those saints are the ones that are revered as hierarchical elements in a spiritual connection. And angels are just straight nymphalum, just straight out. Not human at all. Nasty devils. Every nasty thing ever done on this earth. And an angel of the Lord done it. Yep.
And this hierarchy that you speak of.
Yeah, I'm talking about the saints or the angels? Saints.
It's both and. Can you describe what the hierarchy is in each and what's the difference and how does it apply to me?
Archangels, you got three, a division of three, legions, and 10,000 sets of 10,000 angels. You have archangels and then subsets from there. We've done that over the years, sort of broke it down a little bit. There's a sling of them. There's more angels than there is yellow dog Democrats. Damn, you can't
That's a lot of angels, I'll say that. Whoa. Are they as nasty as the damn Dems?
They are. They're terrible.
And the saint hierarchy.
The angels, that sets up, you kind of understand that. You have footmen, then like you would at Downton Abbey, all the way through the house up to the head butler. You do it that way. Everybody's important and you got things to do and you respect each other. You don't trample, but the footman isn't going to be in dressing the master of the house. You see? Not bringing his suit of clothes, but he's not going to be in there dressing him. See, there's a difference? All right.
Right.
That's what the angels. Now, with saints, there's not much. We don't see much of a difference. There's a bit of a hierarchical position. You have folks that call in here. And they figure out what ascension might be, might engage a little of it to see if it suits them or not, or plays with a little bit to see if it's something that might be fun, or everybody's always looking for a come up. Did you know that, Dan? They just need to get them some cash in money, and that's all right. We got plenty of cash in money. We'll give them all the cash in money they want. And then they shake themselves and wish not the spirit had departed from them. But see, that's because you develop a spirituality, and that would be a pecking order. You know, kind of like back in the day since Bert's been number one, that's a pecking order. You know how Bert's number one, the last thing he wants in this world is to be number one. The last thing he wants is that. He didn't want that, but he is. He can't help it because it's just happened. You know what I mean? And some are just hanging on by a thread like Nancy Pelosi's face. Just hanging on.
Trump said
thread.
Her teeth were falling out.
And the one side of her whole face is caved in and they keep taking another one and they don't, the Bondo don't get dry so she has to run back up and say, don't you say hate, I'm not a hater, I don't hate you, I don't hate nothing, I hate you for hating. I don't hate nobody. I was raised a certain way, I don't live that way now. But as long as my husband is in Guam, canning tuna off the backs of illegitimate labor in the United States and fucking America, don't say nothing about what I hate, because I hate you for hating that hate. Hate. So, yeah. So there's a pecking order that are hanging on by a thread. Some get it, some don't. Now, that's in our level. Now, in the other level, like, say, a saint in Catholicism, that's what we're referring to. Just because that's what we do. That level, they have different, cardinals and bishops and different tiered levels of responsibility, supposedly, of your salvation. That's what it's supposed to be representing. But, of course, it doesn't work like that, darling. But, you know, that's the rub.